I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's attorney general is appealing a recent ruling declaring the state's death penalty sentencing system unconstitutional. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange says Jefferson County Circuit Court Judge Tracy Todd doesn't have the authority to prevent the state from seeking the death penalty against defendants who've been charged with capital murder. In Alabama death penalty cases, juries recommend sentences, but judges have the final say. It's not uncommon for state judges to overturn a jury recommendation of life in prison in favor of the death penalty. Last week, Judge Todd issued a decision blocking prosecutors from seeking the death penalty against four men charged in three killings. Defense attorneys cited a U.S. Supreme Court decision declaring a similar sentencing system in Florida unconstitutional. State prosecutors argue that Alabama's sentencing system has some key differences from Florida's, and it is constitutional. Washington is sending millions of dollars to help protect Alabama's ecology. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is spending nearly $24 million in Alabama and nearly $1.1 billion nationwide to help with conservation efforts and promoting outdoor recreation. Mike Piccarelli is with the Fish and Wildlife Service. He says the increased funding will create new jobs and restore Alabama's wildlife.
There has been a tremendous demand for ammunition, which creates a tremendous amount of jobs. And we have seen in economic times where the economy slows down, we've seen a larger participation rate in fishing and actually hunting activities.
Piccarelli adds that the majority of public hunting grounds, shooting ranges, and wildlife research projects are mostly funded by that wildlife restoration program. Spring break season is here, and while some college students might be heading out to party, others are taking a different route. A group of University of Alabama students are participating in the Beyond Bama Alternative Break program. Students will be doing a number of activities to help out various communities. Gretchen Moore is the assistant director for the Center of Service and Leadership. She says students have a chance to see poverty firsthand.
They're not just going and serving in the community, but they're serving alongside the community so they can gain a better understanding before they get there, with understanding that they will never truly have the experience, but at least now they are aware of different systematic issues.
Students will be going to Nicaragua, Peru, and various locations in the southeastern U.S., including Gwin, Alabama, Orlando, Florida, and New Orleans, Louisiana. And forecasters are saying lots of rain today and throughout the weekend could lead to rising rivers and some flooding in southwest Alabama. The National Weather Service says rainfall totals of up to 8 inches are expected for the state's southwest corner. Now your forecast.
Mainly cloudy today and on Saturday. Good chance for occasional showers and storms, although it will not rain the entire day. As for lows, expect temperatures in the 60s tonight. Sunday, showers still possible, although the risk of rain will be a bit lower, mainly across North Alabama. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.